oblong NAS pad, consider the NAS Max. Thinner, and with a more ergonomic design, instead of a D-pad, the Max has a circular cycloid, and its turbo buttons are even faster than the Advantage. 18. Probably the most failed peripheral of its era is the U-Force by Brodabund, a wireless infrared sensor tried to convert the movement of the gamer's hand into controller input. Even though it looked the part, unfortunately the controller was a bit rubbish. 19. 1989 saw the release of possibly the most famous NES peripheral, the Power Glove. Imprecise and difficult to use, the glove was supposed to take gamers one step closer to virtual reality. Using a carbon-rich ink in combination with optical fibers, the optical sensors can tell when the glove's fingers are bent and how bent they are, as the ink compresses and transmits less light. There are 256 positions per finger, and this input is then transmitted over a 40 kHz ultrasonic sound wave, which also transmits the yaw and roll of the glove using complex triangulation calculations. Incredible science used poorly and supported by only two games. 20. Not strictly a peripheral, but some cartridges of Gyromite and StackUp contained surprising treasures within their plastic shell. Many of the games were actually Japanese Famicom games in disguise, and the cartridge contains a Japanese to American game converter. Find one of these, dismantle it, and you have an inexpensive way of playing imported games. Hardware, Part 1. 21. In Japan, China, and most of Asia, the console was actually called the Family Computer, or Famicom for short. 22. The Famicom had a 60-pin top-loading cartridge slot, which differed from the NES. 23. Where the NES cartridges were all, except Zelda, the same grey colour, Famicom cartridges were available in a near-infinite number of colours. 24. NES carts are 13 centimetres tall, 12 centimetres wide, and 2 centimetres thick. Famicom carts are considerably smaller, at 7 centimetres tall, and 10 centimetres wide. 25. The first Famicom was only capable of outputting RF-modulated video. The NES, and later the Famicom AV, both output composite video via RCA, as well as RF. 26. In 1986, Nintendo released the Famicom Disk System, a floppy drive which connected to the expansion port on the Famicom. Using their own disks, gamers could buy new games from vending machines and use their own disks, saving money. 27. The disks themselves were proprietary 2-inch double-sided disks, 64K on each side, so a total of 128K per disk. Interestingly, the disk wrote data to a single spiral track, unlike floppy disks, which use concentric rings of data, so each disk was read in a linear fashion, much like a vinyl record. 28. Family Basic was a cartridge that was available for the Famicom, along with a Famicom keyboard, which allowed users to program their own software for the console. 29. Saved software required the use of the Famicom data recorder to save the data to a standard audio tape, much like the 8-bit computers of the time. The data recorder can also save custom tracks and stages from Excitebike, Wrecking Crew, and others. 30. Contrary to logic, the Famicom Disk System cannot be used alongside the Family Basic, as both require the use of the cartridge slot simultaneously. Top-selling games. 31. Super Mario Bros. 40 million. 32. Super Mario Bros. 3. 18 million. 33. Super Mario Bros. 2. 10 million. 34. Tetris. 8 million. 35. The Legend of Zelda. 6.5 million. 36. Zelda 2. The Adventure of Link. 4.4 million. 37. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 4 million. 38. Metroid. 2.8 million. 39. RC Pro-Am. 2.3 million. 40. Punch-Out. 2 million. Impact. 41.